Des Cahill has the sports news.
Thanks, Anya. Liverpool's 68-game unbeaten run in the Premier League came to an end last night. Ashley Barnes fired in a late winner from the penalty spot to secure a famous 1-0 victory for Burnley, who hadn't won at Anfield since 1974. It was an extraordinary run by Liverpool until now. Their last league defeat on their own ground came nearly 4 years ago against Crystal Palace in April 2017. They're now 6 points behind Manchester United at the midway point of the league campaign. Many tributes have been paid to Irish athlete Gerry Kiernan, who's passed away at the age of 67. Well known as an RTE pundit, but well remembered for his own prowess as an athlete, twice a winner at the Dublin Marathon, and also famously he finished ninth in the Olympic Marathon in Los Angeles. Many of the tributes paid to him from all kinds of levels, the strongest ones perhaps pupils of his in St Bridget's School in Fox Rock down through the years. This morning I've got the reaction of the man who won silver on that famous day at the LA Olympics, the CEO of Sport Ireland, perhaps more importantly, a close friend of Gerry's, John Tracy.
We're all just shocked, absolutely shocked and devastated for Gerry and his whole family because of what he's done as an athlete, number one, in terms of his own performances down through the years. As you know, the highlight of his career was his ninth place in an Olympic final, which was the marathon. He ran a spectacular race that day, running 2:12 in 87 degrees heat and beating some phenomenal names, winners of New York City Marathon and London City Marathons and the best Japanese runners as well. And then, of course, in the 80s, himself and Dick really trailblazed on the roads in Ireland and set phenomenal records that many of them still stand. Was part of an Irish community. And then on the coaching side, what he did for a lot of Irish athletes and nurturing them and encouraging them, giving them time and taking them out for sessions. And, of course, we heard from Ciara earlier and you heard the emotion in Ciara in terms of how much Gerry meant to her. And that would be Gerry, true and true. And, again, he took on Ciara when she needed a bit of help, and he looked after her and put her on the next step for her career and nurtured her back to full health and maintained her training at the same time. So his contributions like that, and we know countless distance runners that are getting guidance, have been getting guidance from them. But given the time and given the commitment to them, and that was Gerry. And then, of course, we hear as well, and I've heard down through the years from many of his students, what a phenomenal teacher he was. Parents of children that were in the National School in Fox Rock sung his praises, and he was really, when he came to be a teacher, he was totally committed to that and inspired the children in his class. And they all looked up to him. And sometimes we look back on our own self and we see inspiring people, whether it be in the classroom or wherever it was, and the impact that they made on our lives. And Gerry certainly made a huge impact in a lot of people's lives down through the years.
Yeah, he called things as he saw it, didn't he? He didn't hold back in his views.
No, he was very well read, analysed things extremely well. And I suppose he was black and white, you know, he made up his mind and that's the way he was, but that's why he was so good at analysing and dissecting things and really coming up with his ideas of things. And he was usually right. But he had a great mind and a phenomenal brain. And of course, we all know he's from Kerry and he loved books and literature and good writing. And he had great admiration for some of our writers, and Con Hoolan would come to mind particularly. And they were great pals, and he was just a committed person that gave a huge amount of time to a lot of people and inspired them. He just had a magnificent athletic career, and he had a magnificent professional career. And let's put it this way: he just touched the lives of so many people, and continued to give to people all through his life. And I think that's what I will always remember about Gerry Kiernan.
John Tracy. Now, play is underway on day two of golf's Abu Dhabi Championship. Rory McIlroy still leads on 8 under par, but both he and Padraig Harrington on 2 under don't tee off until later this morning. Graham McDowell and Shane Lowry finished their first rounds earlier. McDowell was on level par, Shane Lowry on 3 over. They're now in their second round. Shane Lowry had picked up 3 shots. He's just dropped one on the 10th. He's back to 1 over. Graham McDowell also 1 over. Now, Munster and Leinster named their teams today for the big Pro 14 clash tomorrow at Thomond Park. It's live on Radio 1. Who's going to win this famous old derby? Well, let's get the view of Donal Lennon. What do you think, Donal?
Hi, Des. It's warming up for another fantastic fixture. We've had two bites of the cherry already. Even though they were last season, Leinster coming out on top in the two games in August and September. And look, I mean, this is a rivalry that goes back a long time, but Leinster have taken ownership of it. I think Munster have only won one of the last 8 games. So from that perspective, you have to think Leinster are favourites. But I think this is a different Munster side to the one that Leinster would have faced back in August, September. I think that away win in Claremont was a seminal moment. Coming back as they did incredibly that day with so many points behind. And there's a lot to play for both teams. I mean, if Leinster lose tonight, tomorrow night, they're effectively almost out of the Pro 14 running. And so I think Munster will view this as an opportunity. You know, if they can beat Leinster tomorrow night, they might actually get rid of them, kill them off. And I think Ulster, who were in Leinster's conference, will be hoping that that'll be the case as well. Because, you know, if Leinster get to semi-finals or finals, they're incredibly difficult to beat.
So are you going for Munster then?
It's difficult given that we don't know the makeup of both sides at the moment. It's, you know, we're hoping that both teams will be at full strength, which will be incredible. You know, as I said, Leinster have had the edge in this fixture for so long now. But I just think maybe the tide is turning a little bit in terms of Munster's confidence. They'll recognise that this is a must-win game for them. So, albeit, without the sides, I'm going maybe for a marginal Munster win, but they'll feel it's long overdue. But Leinster are really difficult to beat given the quality they have all over the field.
Okay, well, we look forward to it. Donal and Michael Corcoran will bring us commentary on that tomorrow evening. In Gaelic Games, it's widely reported today, though not confirmed, that Paul Mannion has become the latest Dublin footballer to withdraw from the county panel. He's only 27 but wants to take a break from the game, it said. And finally, for now, racing this evening is in Dundalk, and the first race is off at 4 o'clock.